You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning and the Horse Radio Network. It's Friday, May 1st, episode 3941, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Happy Derby weekend, everybody.
It is Derby weekend. It's what, the second most exciting weekend of the year, right?
It's also, I think, badminton weekend. It is. Or is that next week? I don't even know. It's so many horse things in April and May.
I saw the fly through. They do a fly through at badminton. Social media is so good. They did a fly through of the cross country course. Their cross country course is so beautiful. It really is. There's a reason people go to badminton. But today is all about the Derby. It's Derby Day here on the show. For all the non-racing fans out there, we'll see you Monday. But it is Derby Day here. We have our annual Derby trivia competition, and we will find out who Jamie's competing against shortly. And we're also going to be going over, you know, kind of some of the stories around some of the horses. This is not the place you want to come to get all the knowledge you need to pick a horse. That is not us. Go to NBC for that. Not us. Go to Pollock Report for that. Not us. But if you want some silliness around the Derby, we're here, and we're going to start with silliness. So one of the terrific auditors posted in the auditor room the other day, and some of the names were hilarious. Your Kentucky Derby horse name is a symptom of one of your mental illnesses, plus the last thing you ate. Did you see this when you were at Rolex when this one went up? So sorry, Kentucky.
I didn't see it, but I was able to put it together.
Okay. So mine today, I just did it. Mine is ADD English Muffin, which sounds like a name of a mini horse.
Yeah, it's like the breeder's initials.
Yes.
And then the name.
Yes, it does. It sounds like a mini. What was yours?
So I love that it's the symptom of one of your mental illnesses, which is fantastic. I would say the most prevalent is, and what I had, the only thing I've consumed today, which is, I'm going to go with panic coffee. I mean,
which actually would be a great name for a racehorse.
I would buy that coffee too, like a panic coffee. There you go.
All right. Some of the others I that were notable. There were like 100 answers. So, impatient soup, which I kind of liked. Autistic butterscotch. That actually sounds more like a quarter horse name, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
Scattered yogurt. Doing the mental illness thing made this exceptionally funny.
I'm reading these and I'm like, wow, I have a lot of mental illnesses.
Hypervigilant smoothie.
That's not a mental illness of mine.
I like this one. Stubbornly optimistic blueberry yogurt.
Oh, I want that as a mental illness.
It's long enough to be a quarter horse name, that's for sure. I love the next one. It might be my favorite. Self-doubting cinnamon roll.
And it's making me Maybe you have self-doubt because you're eating cinnamon rolls.
I don't know. It sounds cinnamon rolls sound good, really. No, no. Moody donut. Kind of goes along with self-doubting cinnamon roll. They're in a box set. Anxiety rice. And I'm going to throw the person who wrote this under the bus. That was Ashley's anxiety rice because she's moving and having to pack and all that stuff. So she's super anxious right now. I love the next one too. Anxious meatball, which does sound like a horse race name. Anxious meatball. And then Jamie's panic coffee.
I think that Butter's show name should be Anxious Meatball.
Oh, perfect. I love that name. That's perfect.
Or Autistic Butterscotch.
Oh, that's even better. Maybe they wouldn't allow the name, though.
Hey, speaking of Butters, I don't know if I'm going to go through with it, but I have his castration appointment set for tomorrow.
Why aren't you going to go through with it?
I don't know. He just seems so little, but he's getting to be a colt now, and I'm kind of getting irritated with his mouthiness, but I'm also like, maybe he's too little. He's a little.
What does Jamie say at the end of every show?
I'm going to geld him. It's just, is it too soon?
Is he 6 months?
He is. That's dogs. He is a year old next week. So
whack him off, Jamie. Whack him off.
I know. I try to do it in a year, but he's like 3 weeks shy of
it. Get the sniffers out and take care of that thing. You don't even need a vet.
My little butters.
Get the rubber band out, Jamie. You're good to go.
No problem taking the giant 3-year-old and getting them suckers cut off. But these are tiny little walnuts.
On that note.
From the podcast to the barn, here's some hidden birthday wishes to keep you warm.
One birthday this weekend from our auditor group, Nikki S. Happy birthday to Nikki. Also, a congratulations to auditor Colleen on her new baby, a baby boy.
Woo!
Yay. And also my niece Angie had her new baby yesterday. So good job, Angie. And good job.
Babies for everybody.
Yes, that's correct. And speaking of butters. Now, you're going to have to re-record that on Saturday because it's going to be much higher pitch.
Or a deeper pitch. One of those. So I have to, I've got a couple things I want to go over. Number one is I probably, you know, airport security is not a place for you to have a good time. You know what I mean? Like airport security, like it's a pretty serious thing. But
except
sometimes,
apparently for Tammy, who shows up with ammunition all the time.
And see, this was really hard for me to not talk about it yesterday because she kind of took that. But I went through the TSA in Oklahoma City with my friend Larissa. And she is like, oh, we're good. And they're scared. She's like, oh, my water bottle. And she pulls out her water bottle just in time for it to be going through the scanner. And she's like, I remembered my water bottle. What she didn't remember was that she had bullets in her purse.
Oh, her and Tammy are related.
Yeah, very similar. So they go through and they're like, she's like, I took out my water. And Larissa also has concealed carry, which is I just hang out with people with guns. I can't have guns myself, but everybody I'm friends with has guns, apparently. So I'm safe just through them. So we go through security, and this is Oklahoma City, you know, like most, like what Tammy was texting, like some states are just more okay with things like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like
if do you that in California, went, you're in jail.
Or Atlanta, even, yeah. You know, like, so we go through and they're like, ma'am, you have we think there's some bullets in your purse. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot the bullets.
Did you crawl under the conveyor belt?
I'm dying. And so they take her purse over to search the purse, right? And so they're like rifling through it. And her purse notoriously is the size of a suitcase. I don't know what she has in there, but it's everything. She's everything in there. So this is giant person. These poor little like 12-year-old TSA agents are trying to go through it, and they've got their gloves on, and they're like looking and looking.
Was
and
it
then
a
they're
man
like,
or a woman going through it?
Both. One man, one woman, both young.
There's nothing we hate more than going through a female's purse.
I'm sure. And they were struggling with it. And then they're like, excuse me. What is okay? Well, this can't get through, and they pull out a freaking knife, like a substantial size knife. And I'm like, Larissa, she's like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot to take my knife out of my purse. Like, I'm like, who are you? You have bullets and a knife in your purse at the TSA line, and then they keep going. And they're pulled out. I mean, there's like the pile of things on the table is unbelievable. And they're pulling, and they can't find the bullets. They can't find them. So they get everything out of the purse. And they're like, well, maybe we got it. So they run the purse back through the X-ray machine. They're like, nope, there's still 6 bullets in this purse. At some point, the lining of her purse, like in the bottom, so a hole in it. And so all the bullets went through the hole
really
in the lining.
Looks like
so they're
she was concealing them.
So the bullets are stuck in between the purse and the lining. And these poor kids are trying to just wrangle these bullets out of this purse, but they can't find the hole. What does Larissa say? Larissa says, why don't you just take my knife and cut a hole in my purse?
Oh, no.
It's fine. I'm like, I'm sorry. Did you just tell the TSA agents to unsheath your knife and cut a hole in your purse to remove the bullets that you left in your purse?
with the knife you have in your purse.
And I'm like, we're going to jail. And they're like, they laugh and they somehow like kind of pull the, they get them. They get the bullets without having to use her knife, and they run it back through security, and it's bullet and knife free. I am dying. I'm dying. And so, and I'm laughing so hard too. I'm laughing so hard that the TSA agents are laughing at how ridiculous it is to tell the TSA to take your knife and cut open your own purse. Get the bullets out.
They're still talking about that one a week later.
I was like, Larissa, if you realize, like, because we flew home through Chicago, I was like, if you would have done this in Chicago, you would be on the floor.
If she would have done this in Massachusetts, she'd have been in jail forever.
And they're like, would you like to run them back out to your car, or would you like us to just dispose of them? She's like, at this point, we're out of time. Dispose of them, please.
Dude, how many TSA agents do you think have just piles of bullets and knives at home?
I mean, what? What are you doing? So there you go.
I assume they were empty cartridges either. They were actual live bullets.
Oh, they're not fake bullets. Like, these are like real bullets. Yes. I'm like, what? Why?
Like,
why do you? She's like, my magazine clip must have spilled. And I'm like, why do you have a magazine clip? just loose in your purse. Like, you just carry that around. Because her purse is the size of a suitcase. God,
it wouldn't have looked good for Chad either if his wife got arrested at TSA trying to enter an airport.
No, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. So anywho, thank you, Larissa, providing me a lot of joy. I laughed so hard, aside from being terrified once it was over and I realized we weren't going to jail. I laughed for probably the next solid hour, and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, it's fine. My second daily Winnie goes to Amanda at New Vocations, because I got a photo this morning of my little angel baby. My little naughty angel baby in the stall, and he had his ulcer guard, and he's getting picked up from the shippers today. Now they're going to take him to their facility. I use Bob Hubbard this time. Bob Hubbard's picking him up at New Vocations, because you have to pick up during business hours, and they're going to ship him out. And so I got a call from the people at Bob Hubbard, Glenn, and they're like, okay, we're going to have them to you Friday. Remember, today is Thursday because I'm supposed to be getting my new horse tomorrow.
Yeah, we're recording a day early because of that.
So I know I made you reschedule this whole thing, Glenn. And so because they're supposed to be here tomorrow morning. So I got a phone call and I was so excited because I'm like, he's coming during daytime hours. This is amazing, because what happens, they always come at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's never do they come during business hours, and they're like, we'll have them to you Friday morning. So I have to call Glenn, because Glenn, I cannot do the show on Friday because my new horse is coming, and he's coming during the daytime hours, and we're going to be recording and I need to be there for it. And he's like, okay, so we'll record it on Thursday, which is today. Then I just got a phone call from Bob Hubbard being like, remember how excited you were that you're getting your horse during the daytime hours? And I was like, yes, of course I remember that. I'm so excited. He goes, you're not going to like this.
Let me guess. Midnight.
In between 1 and 4.
Which really means midnight, actually.
No. 1 and 4 a.m.
Oh. Even worse.
I hope for midnight at this point. He's like, well, we had a couple days. It's this rescue, and they can only have their horses delivered during business hours, and they're south of you in Texas. So we're going to have to go from Kentucky down straight to Texas because we cannot drop off their horses at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh, so I'm okay. What do I need, a 501c3 to get my horses delivered during the day?
Oh, you know, between 1 and 4 really means 3 o'clock the next afternoon. So it'll be during the Kentucky Derby. It'll be during the race they show up.
It's Bob Hubbard. I trust them to not have what happened to Amigo. Okay. Yeah. Like, I trust them to have my horse to me on time. They, you know, but again, on time is between
relative
and 9-4. It's going to be there somewhere. So anywho, I didn't have to reschedule this podcast to be recorded on Thursday, but guess what? I
get Friday off this way. I love it.
I get Friday. Friday off. off.
All right. Before we get to our trivia competition for the day, I have some trivia for you. I always do this first, and we're go over this, and then we'll go over a little bit about the horses, and then we'll get our guest on. So this is for this weekend. 142,000 hot dogs will be consumed this weekend, and I guarantee you they're not vegan. it's not in Kentucky. There will be 5,000 pounds of short ribs, 18,000 barbecue sandwiches, and 32,000 jumbo shrimp. Is there any left in the ocean at this
point? Good Lord, that's a lot of shrimp.
I know. Where did I get 32,000?
Those can't be real.
No, they're real.
They're doing tofu shrimp.
No. Strawberries. Over 300,000 strawberries will be used for garnishes and dishes. That's a lot of strawberries. This is the one that blows me away every year. 425,000 cans of beer will be consumed this weekend at the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, my gosh.
That is $5.5 million in beer because they average $8 to $10.
Wow.
$5.5 million in beer alone. So on Kentucky Derby Day, there are over, and I did not know these stats. I haven't done these before. Would you guess for me how many workers are working on Kentucky Derby Day there, do you think?
How many workers?
How many people are working there? You know, taking tickets and food and all that stuff.
6,000.
I guessed even less.
That's a lot of people. That's probably high.
Nope. 14,000 employees.
Oh my gosh.
And I have the breakdown. So backside, there's 1,000. There's 1,000 temporary workers. There's many, many, many thousand that handle gate, guest services, safety, all of that stuff. Now, there's 4,000 volunteers that help out. And hospitality and services have 1,000 temporary workers. That's for general labor and logistics and all that stuff. How many media get credentialed? You were just at a show that in our world probably has the most media credentials in the United States, right? And what would you say? There were maybe 100 there? Probably?
Yeah, 125.
Okay. How many do you think are credentialed for Kentucky Derby?
There's so many, people, this is like worldwide coverage, right? So yep. There's so many people that are there from Japan, because Japan has a couple horses in the race, you know, probably 1,000.
4,500 credentialed press.
Well, I know what I'm submitting for next year. I can't get a credential. They're just handing them out like candy.
That's a lot. That's a lot of media in one spot.
Glenn, will you please put in for me to get a credential next year at the Kentucky Derby?
I'm not your boss anymore. You have to talk to Ashley. She's in charge of that.
Ashley!
I love saying that, by the way. It's my favorite thing this year is to be able to say, not my problem, talk to Ashley. All right, let's go over. I know we have the whole list. You all can check out everybody that's racing. We just had a few we wanted to talk about here. And I know that you're usually better at this than I am. So which ones did you want to mention?
Well, there's a couple. So Renegade is the number one horse, which is always the toughest spot. I love this trainer, Todd Pletcher. I like the jockey, Ired Ortiz Jr. But most importantly, Mike Rapoli. This is a Mike Rapoli horse. And Mike Rapoli is kind of the Susan Lucci of the Kentucky Derby, like, if you know who that is. He just can't win. He just can't win. He's so due. And I think his horse is the favorite, which is like kind of like not a great thing to be the favorite, especially in the one hole. But he is the morning line favorite. I think he will be. And Renegade, Mike Rapoli, I just want him to win because he just put so much into the sport. It'd be really cool. Another one is Dan and Bourbon. And Dan and Bourbon is a Japanese horse. And I think that, again, kind of like Mike Rapoli, the Japanese are due. I mean, they have not won a Kentucky Derby. So they're due. The Japanese need it. So Happy is a really fun rags to riches story, and I would totally pick him, but Mike Smith is a jockey. So
I got to tell you, I saw an interview with Anna and Hans Moran.
It's so precious.
Oh, they are so cute. They're doing interviews. They're the ones you're going to see on Saturday in all the interviews because they're so excited about their horse being there. It's just a cool little story, and they're so adorable. So I think that's the one you're going to see a lot on TV on Saturday.
That's so we've happy. got Renegade, then Albus, and then Intrepido, Litmus Test, Right to Party, Commandment.
Which was a good name. I almost picked that as a good name.
I don't see you as a Beastie Boys fan.
No, that's why I didn't pick it.
Now, remember that Right to Party came in second behind Albus, and I love Albus. So then we've got Commandment, Dan and Bourbon, So Happy, the Puma, Wonder
Dean. I like
the Dean.
Puma name. I do like the Puma.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know, that was Gustavo Delgado, who won the Derby with Mage. And he's the Argentinian guy, and he's back now. He's like a superhero in Argentina now. And he's back with this horse, the Puma. So that's why I'm is part of
that's why you like him. Wonder Dean, Incredibolt, Chief Wallaby, I think Silent Tactic, Scratch, Potente, Emerging Market, Pavlovian. Pavlovian is one that I kind of have like a little emotional connection, because you guys are going to hear in a week or two the interview that I did with Steve Haskin. Steve Haskin is a sports writer, racehorse sports writer, and has been doing it since like before any of us were born. And he's amazing. He just turned 80, and I got to sit down and do a one-on-one. Well, he has a connection to Pavlovian, so I got a pull for that horse. Six Speed, Further Ado, Golden Tempo, and Great White, I think is and I've been seeing a lot of stuff about Great White, and I think it's kind of cool. Like, it's kind of rags to riches kind of story. So
he's the long shot, right? At this point, Great White.
I think he's 50-1. He just got in like yesterday, but he's a Three Chimneys horse, and he's going to be. It's going to be fine. He's going to be fine.
There's another interesting story, too, is the Motts. It's the first time that father and son will be competing against each other in the Kentucky Derby. Bill Mott has Chief Wallaby. And then Riley Mott, who is his son, has Albus and Incredibolt. So,
oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be cool if he could beat his daddy.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool, you know. That's an interesting story. You'll hear a lot about that on the NBC coverage, I'm sure. I was looking for if there was any other of those super special stories that, you know, we follow every year. I didn't find one that, you know, other than So Happy, I didn't find one that was sticking out yet.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, this is a kind of an interesting derby, because there's not one giant monster favorite,
right?
You know, like, it's just not, but there is something cool. If you go through, Golden Tempo is trained by a woman. So Sherry DeVoe. So I think that would be really cool if a woman could finally win the derby as a trainer. Be neat.
Cool. Very good. Well, we're going to play a little trivia next, and then we'll at the end of trivia, we'll do our picks, and then we will also post in the auditor room for everybody to do their picks before the race tomorrow. I will have a feed open tomorrow. We always do a post where you can chat with each other. We'll do that tomorrow as well in the auditor room. If you're not an auditor yet and want to participate, just go to horseradionetwork.com, scroll down the middle of the page, click on the auditor banner, and you too can play along. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Derby Trivia, our annual, probably our 15th running of that. Notice the pun I used.
Recharge your training program with Equestrian Plus. Equestrian Plus brings together top riders, trainers, and professionals onto one video platform. Watch over 5,000 how-to training videos, clinic and event footage, exclusive training sessions, and more, featuring top experts including 5-time dressage Olympian Stefan Peters, 5-time Olympic show jumper Ann Krasinski, Olympic eventer and silver medalist William Fox Pitt, and more. Join Equestrian Plus now and use promo code HRN15 for 15% off your first month. Visit EquestrianPlusPLUS.com to subscribe.
Well, coming up, we thought, who would be good to play Derby Trivia this year? We do it every year. Sometimes we get listeners, sometimes we get other people. And this time we thought, let's get the person that has cost Jamie the most money besides her horses. And that is Clark. Clark is the one that has cost about 60 of us money now, because he is the one that got us into My Racehorse and buying shares of racehorses. And now Jamie's addiction can be blamed on Clark. So
thank you. Thanks, Clark.
Yes, yes.
Well, Clark, we thought because you got us into this mess, you probably know everything there is to know about the Derby and all 100 and whatever thousand races they've had. So today we're going to test that and find out how much Clark really does know and whether he was just faking it this whole time and steered us all wrong. Now, we are recording this on Thursday, so we know that Caldera, which is the horse that Clark convinced 50 of us in our little group to buy, is finally racing again today, knock on something. But it's Thursday. We're recording a day early because Jamie's getting another horse. So that's why we don't know the results of that.
Yeah.
But Clark on Monday.
He won. Yay.
Monday, Clark, we're going to hold your feet to the fire. Everything's Clark's fault now. I love this. We can just say, blame it on Clark.
You know what, though? It is fun, though, to. Okay, where Clark costs me money is a new horse comes up for sale and he's like, hey, did you buy into this one? I get an email. Did you buy into this one? I'm like, well, I got to look at it now. And then I end up buying into it. So Clark and I co-parent a lot of horses.
How many?
Yes, we do.
How many horses do you have in your little stable, Clark, or can't count that high?
Glenn, it is none of your business.
I'm not answering either.
Yeah, it's, it floats around 12 to 15 at any given time.
Oh, that's a lie. You know that people always cut that in half. So that's 30. It's really 30.
I don't think my racehorse has 30. But anyway.
All right.
If they did, we would have them. Okay.
We would have them.
They've been doing a lot of advertising on Facebook ads, I noticed recently. For my racehorse to buy shares of horses and stuff. They've been doing some clever ads, I noticed. All right, let's do this trivia. Are you guys ready? Okay. This is the way it's going to work. I have 8 questions each. We're not going to do the steal thing, so I'll ask you the question. You give the answer, get it right or wrong, and then we move on. Just saves a little bit of time that way. And we're going to start with our guest, Clark, today. Some of these are multiple choice, some are not, because I wasn't going to make it that easy on you. And Clark, who holds the record for the fastest Kentucky Derby time ever run?
Secretariat.
Ooh. Wait a minute. There we go. Correct.
Get it together, Glenn.
Sorry, I didn't have my sound effect ready. Secretariat is correct. Do you remember the year, Clark?
1973.
Oh, God. You are correct. I'm only giving
Wait,
you
one. Wait, is that what we're giving out bonus questions now?
No, I just asked him. I'm not giving him a bonus point. Don't worry. Do you know the time, Clark?
159.4.
Oh, my God. Are you... You're not allowed to Google. You realize that, right, Clark? No Googling, no AI, no
Glenn, all of us know that.
Yeah, that's pretty simple. I had to hesitate when you asked that question. I thought, is this a trick question?
That's why I asked it, because I thought you might think it was, actually. Now, Jamie heard this one in the last 2 weeks, but she never pays attention when I talk. So
that's true.
Guaranteed she'll probably get it wrong. What horse won the very first Kentucky Derby in 1875?
Aristides!
Yay! There's your easy ones for the day. Now we go on to harder questions.
But I don't think I said it right, because I think we learned it was a different pronunciation.
Like Aristides?
But
Aristides. Said it. Yeah, I think he said it Aristides. That we had the guy on who wrote the book. What was the name of the horse, Clark, with the longest odds ever to win the Derby, doing so at 91-1?
It was... Oh my gosh, tip of my tongue.
I will give you a clue. It's ancient.
Well, so it's not a strike. Okay.
No. Donnerall.
Oh my God.
I wanted to say Dornock, but
yeah,
I
knew you were. It's Donnerall. That's correct. Donnerall, 1913.
Whoo, you got me on that one.
I know we've talked about that, Jamie, but that's one of those that doesn't stick. Jamie, how many fillies, I love how it says female horses in the question. How many fillies have won the Kentucky Derby in its history?
3, Glenn.
And
3.
That is correct. And how many, can you name them?
Genuine Risk, Winning Colors, and Regret.
Wow. What do you regret? I didn't think you'd get regret because that was 1915.
Come on, Glenn. The colt from Old Regret is the name of the horse and the man from Snowy River.
Oh, see,
duh.
I never watched it, so I didn't know that. I didn't know it was going to be that easy. Or an Esther.
Don't worry. The years don't add up because Regret actually won way after. So it's not the same Regret that the fold the colt from Old Regret in the movie is. But it always stuck with me.
Okay. Well, it got you the answer, so.
Yeah.
Clark, in 2018, Justify broke the curse of Apollo, becoming the first horse to win the Derby since 1882 without doing what? Jamie's itching
American,
over there. I can see her.
Was American Pharoah, you said?
No, this is Clark's answer.
Read the question again, please.
In 2018, Justify broke the curse of Apollo, becoming the first horse to win the Derby since 1882 without doing what?
Running in his two-year-old year.
Yeah!
I didn't make these hard enough. You guys are doing great. Jamie was itching. She just wanted to scream it out.
I know.
Jamie, only three horses in history have crossed the finish line first, but were disqualified from the win. Dancer's Image in 1968, Medina Spirit in 2022, and who was the third?
I was going to say Medina Spirit because that is the horse that I lost so much money on.
Oh, no.
I was like, this horse is going to win, Clark. I was like, Medina, there's no way Medina Spirit can lose. No way. And guess what? He didn't, and then he did.
He did.
I watched them pull his name off the wall. So I don't know who the third one is because I'm still affected.
It's recent history. I will give you that clue.
Medina Spirit's recent history.
It is. But this is
less recent. 2024 when Mystic Dan won. Who was it? 2024?
No.
Who was
Mystic
it?
Dan
I don't know.
Won one.
I know Mystic either. Dan won. So who won? Who was it, Glenn? We don't know.
I was waiting to use that one. It was Maximum Security in 2019.
Oh. I think that's the one I lost money on. I'm so confused. They both had an M.
You probably lost money on both, to be honest.
I'm sure I did.
which is why I buy racehorses and not bet on them anymore.
That's good. Clark. Yeah, because that has paid off so well.
Clark, which famous jockey won three Kentucky Derbies in a spectacular four-year span between 2007 and 2010?
That's right. Country House got put in there. Golly, sorry. Carry on. So Dead Air Clark is not something that we like to do during radio, so just talk to it. Come on.
I'm going to have to pass because
you are going to kick yourself. Jamie, probably. You know the answer?
I didn't even hear the question. Okay. I was working on the last one.
All right. I'll ask to see if, I'm not giving it to you, but I'll ask you. Which famous jockey won three Kentucky Derbies in a spectacular four-year span between 2007 and 2010?
Shut up, Glenn.
You don't get
it? Was it Mike Smith?
Calvin Burrell.
Oh, Calvin Burrell. Okay, so Calvin I was Burrell. Like, you're just messing with
who
me.
Who were his horses? Who were his horses? You got any clues who his horses were?
Calvin Burrell won. Mind That Bird was one of them.
Yep.
Ooh, Street Sense.
Correct, too.
Come on. Come on, Clark. You know it.
He was a super horse.
He was the superest horse, and he saved me money.
Blank on that.
Super saver.
You get that? He saved me money because I remember that Big Brown won in between those, and everybody's like, oh, Calvin Burrell's going to win again. No, he's not.
Whatever happened to Calvin anyway? Is he still?
He's
did he get hurt or something?
100. I don't know.
He was like the darling of everything back then. All right. So it's Clark 3, Jamie 2. Which famous jockey, Clark, won three Kentucky Derbies in a spec. Oh, I just did that one.
You just did that one.
No, I got to ask Jamie's next. I'm sorry. Which horse was the last to win the Triple Crown in the 20th century, capturing the Derby in 1978?
That was affirmed.
Well, you guys are hopping today. So it is 3-3. We're tied up.
That's embarrassing, Glenn. You would think I wouldn't know that. Sorry. Go ahead.
Now we're going to get something a little trickier. Clark, we all know the official drink is the mint julep. How many are expected to be served on Saturday? This is multiple choice. 50,000, 80,000, or 120,000?
120,000.
That's easy.
Just pick the highest number and you're bound to be right. Jamie, I recently did this in a history segment. What year were the twin spires added to Churchill? 1870, 1895, or 1910?
I'm going to go with 1895.
You are correct. And I would like to say it's because she was listening to me, but that was a total guess.
Yeah, no idea. Total guess. 1910 sounded very good.
That's why I put it in there. I thought, well, that one sounds legit. Clark, would you have gotten that one?
Yes.
Okay. Because he does listen when I talk.
Sure, he would have
got it.
He listens
when I talk, unlike Jamie.
He would have got it now that he knows the answer. This is garbage. I feel like it's two against one here. Go ahead. Carry on. What else you got?
Clark, what is the name of the traditional thick meat and vegetable stew often served at Derby parties and tracks across Kentucky? I love
it. It's my turn.
Oh, is it?
You ask him how many mint juleps would be sold.
No, I asked you the history segment about the spires.
Okay, fine. Move on. I'm getting irritated.
So what stew is it? And I love this stew, by the way.
For the steal.
Yeah, I know, because I think it's.
It's not a hot brown. I'll give you that clue. That's not what we're doing.
Oh, that's what I was going to go for.
Yeah. No.
Sorry.
It's burgoo.
That is correct.
Who would eat that? That sounds terrible.
I love burgoo. It's so good. Anyway, all right. So, Jamie, we're still tied at 4-4. What is the name of the exclusive, highly coveted seating area at Churchill Downs, known for hosting celebrities, politicians, and royalty?
Well, all the time I've spent there, I should know it. I'm going to go with the box seats. I don't know.
Clark, do you know that one?
I do not.
I only know this because we took the tour and got to go up there. It's Millionaire's Row.
Oh, duh. Okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
They do talk about it a lot on the cover.
We just know horses, Glenn. We don't know rich people stuff.
Well, that's good because...
that's true.
By the way, Millionaire's Row, to get a simple seat in Millionaire's Row, not even in the most exclusive box this year, was $20,000. So...
People that are on Millionaire's Row don't pay for it. Come on.
Yes, some corporation bought it for him. Clark, back to horses. How many gray or roan horses have won the Kentucky Derby? 4, 5, or 8?
Ooh, good. That's a hard one.
Yeah. I'm going to say 8.
Damn good guess, Clark.
Nice. Yeah. It was a guess.
Can you guys name any of them?
Well, let's see. The Kentucky Derby was with Holy Bull was gray, I think.
Nope.
And then, what was his name? What was it? They won and he lost the Triple Crown by like a nose. What's his name? It was like 1990.
There's some really ancient ones here you won't get, but a spectacular bid.
Charismatic or Real Quiet was one of them. Silver Charm was one of them.
That's correct. Giacomo?
Giacomo.
Winning Colors.
Yep.
Yeah. And then some older ones. Determined, Decidedly. They were from ancient times. All right. So this, Jamie, it's 5-4. You're one behind. And we have two questions left for you. Which two trainers are currently tied for the record for the most Kentucky Derby wins? And this is multiple choice. Bob Baffert, Ben Jones, Wayne Lucas, or Herbert Thompson?
I was going to say Bill Shoemaker.
Now, this is trainers, not jockeys.
Oh, same again.
Bob Baffert, Ben Jones, Wayne Lucas, Herbert Thompson.
I don't want to say Bob Baffert, so I won't. Let's go with D-Wayne.
There are two. You have to, the two.
D-Wayne and Herbert.
You were totally wrong as you could be. Bob Baffert and Ben Jones.
I didn't want to say Bob Baffert, so I give you the point.
It doesn't mean he wasn't the correct answer.
I'm currently angry at a lot of people, and so I can't cheer for them.
She's going to be really angry at one of my picks today.
Oh, no.
I picked my name, not by anything else. Remember that. All right, Clark, approximately how many red roses make up the massive 40-pound garland of roses draped over the winning horse? 100, 250, or 400?
400.
That is correct. Connie guesses good. Did you know
that? I knew
that
one.
Or was that a guess?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. No, I knew that one.
Who provides it?
I know this one.
I don't.
Is it Kroger?
I think it's Publix. Isn't it? Or it could be Kroger. Maybe it is Kroger.
I think it was Kroger.
It's one of the grocery stores there. You're right. It's one of the grocery stores. Now I forget which one. All right, Jamie. You have a chance to not win, but you can redeem yourself here a little bit. How many female jockeys have ridden in the Kentucky Derby? I got a multiple choice. Six, eight, or ten?
Six.
You are correct. You did get that one right. So you were only one off. It was 6-5. So, you know, I bet you can name these easier than you could the horses there. Do you know some of them? We just talked about one of them.
The jockeys and the Kentucky Derby?
Female
jockey. I mean, what's her name that's retiring? You can't give me people names. I've been thinking about horses all morning. What's her name? She's retiring.
There's three of these you should know. One was very recently. We met
Julie Crone is one, right?
Yep, Julie Crone, correct. And then there's one we met in Kentucky when we were there.
Oh, what's her name? I don't know, Glenn. You're making me uncomfortable.
Rosie Napravnik is
okay,
the one we
there
met.
You go.
Yeah, and Diane Crump was the three you would know. I didn't know the others. But Diane Crump was the first one of all of those. 1970 she was first. So there you go. There's the quiz. Clark, congratulations. You have won $1 million. Jamie's going to be sending you a check.
No, Glenn's sending the check.
She lost, so she's sending the check this time. Do you actually have a trifecta for us, Clark, so we can write you down and hold you to it?
Yes.
Okay.
This is just, you know, I'd be so happy if Mike Smith won. Or on So Happy.
Okay.
You know, Renegade's been at the top the whole time. If he can get a good trip, he pulled the number one post, so that's tough. And
is it that nobody's ever won? Is it like nobody's ever won from number one? Is that the deal?
No, they have, but it's been like since the 70s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And it you know, with 20 horses, you get jammed pretty quick. And my third would be Incredibolt, and that's only because Seize the Grace jockey Jaime Torres is going to be up.
Okay, well, that counts. You won some money with Seize the Grace, so.
So let's see. He's got who first?
So Happy, Renegade, and Incredibolt.
So Happy, Renegade, and Incredibolt. Yep. Okay.
Well, we're going to hold you to that, Clark. We'll find out how we did. Now, Clark, this year we added a twist, too. We're having several different AIs make their picks, and we're going to see how close they came. So,
cool.
Yeah. So we'll see if any of them get it right. Thanks for playing, Clark, and thanks for spending all of Jamie's money.
Well, you're so welcome.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
Alrighty.
Happy Derby Day.
Yep. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Should we make our picks now, Glenn? I mean, while we're like, you know,
yeah,
on
let's
it.
Let's do that. So I always go by name, you know, so I went by name. You're not going to be happy with the one that I picked because of the jockey, and you're not probably happy with one of Clark's because of the jockey. So, I am picking, the Puma. I like the name, and there's a little bit of a story behind the Puma. So I like that. So Happy, just because of the name. And that's Mike Smith, so, you know, happy about that. And then Further Ado. I just think that's a cool name. So how is So Happy never been taken as a racehorse name, by the way? And then Further Ado. So the Puma, So Happy, and Further Ado. All right,
I'm there ready. There are lots of happies, but yeah, right. And So Happy is just made it through. Okay, so I would say first, my number one pick actually is one of yours, and I hate sharing anything with you, and that is Further Ado. I do like it. He comes, and then I have real reasons. So if you want me to tell you the real reason I think he's going to win, because yeah. He just won the Bluegrass Stakes by 11 lengths. So if he breaks free, he's gone. That's okay. My number one. Number two, Commandment. Commandment has come off the last four wins. Commandment won the last four races.
Okay.
And then Albus is my number three. And that, he just won the Wood Memorial in like huge fashion. But he's also by Tappet. And I just am like a little emotional.
You just bought a horse by Tappet. So.
I know. Well,
is he gray?
By Tappet's Tappet. Oh, I'm sure he is. I don't even know what he looks like. I just love the Tappet babies. So,
well, this year for the first time, I had three different AIs pick the winners. And what okay. I did is I told them to do deep research on everything they could find about all the horses.
Oh my
I gave
God.
Them specific instructions and to pick the top three. I didn't care about the order. What would you play as your box trifecta? And this is, and one of them is really close to you. You'll be happy to know.
By the way, I also did it with ChatGPT. So we'll see how that goes.
Far as match. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Gemini said Commandment, Further Ado, and the Puma. So basically a combination of Clark's and yours and mine. So okay. Claude, the newest newest AI that everybody's raving about, is the Puma, Further Ado, and Chief Wallaby. So that was okay. Throwing that in there. And then my ChatGPT said Further Ado, Commandment, and Emerging Market.
This ChatGPT is full of crap because when I did, it said Renegade, Puma, and Further Ado.
All right, we're going to see. I'll put mine in and then I'll put yours in. By the way, for listeners, we're going to do a post. We're going to do a post on that where you can post your picks before the race and then we'll see who gets it right. So what was theirs again?
My ChatGPT said Renegade, the Puma, and Further Ado.
Okay, got it. So we'll find out.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. But tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Derby week or not, that does not stop us from doing really bad ads, and it doesn't stop people from writing them, and it doesn't stop people from submitting them. So
thank God for all those things.
Things we're going to be doing today. But I will say that there are no prizes today. Because we're going away for like 3 weeks in May, we're going to start prizes again in June. But anybody that submits for the couple of weeks we're going to have really bad ads here will be thrown into the June pile. And those that won last week, you should be getting notified by the companies to ship out your product here in the next day or two. They were both in Kentucky and at another show. So I got confirmation today. So don't worry, you'll get your prizes. So who submitted that we won't have time for today, but will be entered for the next round?
We've got Stephanie, Debbie, Alyssa, Carol, Faye, Amy, and Nicole. Sometimes they send more than one. We get ones that have been submitted by more than one person, and we run out of time. But you've got the first one. And I mean, to be fair, like, I think that this one looks beautiful. I don't see what the problem is. By
Jack, we're getting more and more men submitting now, which I really like. So this one is in Cambridge Springs. I have no idea where that is. A gelding for $5,000. Oh, and do you want to tell everybody, before I read the ad, I think it'll be better if you tell them what the picture is of, Jamie?
I mean, it's of a horse that is very beautifully performing a lavade.
No, I think that's a rear, Jamie. That's actually...
the way that it's coiled on its hocks, I feel like it's a lavade, and it maybe is going to launch into a capriole.
Why would you post that picture in there when you're trying to sell a horse? Well, let's find out. He's really a good horse, just him and I are, little R, not clicking. He does not like to buck a little. He does like to buck a little and can be testy. Oh, that's why the picture's in there, just to prove he is. Just needs some miles. Will definitely trade depending on what you have. I bet you will. He has nothing wrong with him, except for the whole rearing and bucking thing. He is 8 years old. He has good brakes and neck reins. Just keeping his feet on the ground is really tough. Good about saddling and does lunging really good. Will go out by himself or in a group. Super sound. So
is he? Yeah. I don't know if you can get all 4 feet. Every one of these pictures, he's in the air somehow.
Why would you at least get a picture where you're standing? Maybe never standing still. Maybe you couldn't get the standing still picture.
He's going to rear and buck you off and really hurt you, but he's totally good about saddling.
Totally fine. And by the way, for that gem, I want $5,000 or I'll trade you for your perfectly trained horse.
Good luck. Let's see. Tegan sent the next one in, and this is the Mini Horse and Pony Networking Facebook page. Wow. That's a new one. We haven't had that one. Okay. Located in New Philadelphia. Oh, there's not a dang punctuation.
It's hard to read for some reason, too. The font is really hard to read.
Located in New Philadelphia, Ohio, 44663 Black. Stud, if you didn't need a stud, you could gout him. Very well.
Are you gouting Butters? Are you gouting him or gelding him?
Oh, my God. Okay. Gout, G-O-U-T, him very well. Tempered very well. Built good. Feet good. Legs good. Eyes no founder. We have started him on riding. He has been willing to learn everything that we teach him. 900. Please, no tire kickers. If you're interested, let me know.
He's a what the hell did I just cute read? Little mini, though. He really is a stinking cute mini, but I have no idea what the ad said.
What's amazing is they've got this little stud thing, and the pictures are of this tiny little human smooching him and kissing him and sitting on his back. And I'm like, geld that stuff.
I always love how they say you could geld him, but we're not going
to. Well, like the last one, like you could train it and it'd be great.
Yeah.
Or you could geld it and it'd be fine.
I'm not doing it, but you could. at least that one didn't say the longer I have it, the more the price will be. That one didn't say that.
I know what I got.
Michelle sent the next one in. Horses in Austin and San Antonio. It's another mini. It's a very short ad. Male entire pony for sale in Austin. You know, we've never had an ad that really wanted to sell us a leg or, you know, a nose and not the rest of the pony. This one will sell you the entire pony. It's a male and you get the entire pony.
Now, being that I was just in Austin looking at horses and noticed the quality of horsemanship that I was witness to, I would assume that male entire pony means it has balls.
You think it's not? Oh, it's not snipped. I was just stuck on the fact
that you can see the giant cantaloupes in this one picture. It's a mini horse that looks like it's...
Oh, the hair is incredible.
It needs to check baggage. It's
this one. Yeah. The hair is incredible on this one. I just wanted, if I could, I'd call them and I'd say, I just want a leg. Can I just do the leg? I don't need the entire pony.
I just want
the mane. The mane's incredible. Anyway.
Okay. Veronica sent the next one in. Is this one of those AI things? We'll see. It's a picture of a bay horse. Biggie is what we call a FOMO gelding. He wants to know what you're doing, who you're doing it with, and if he can join you. Going to the wash bay? He wants to go. Committing tax fraud? Show him the spreadsheets. Hexing your enemies? Absolutely. There is not a moment of life you will be outside where you won't feel his eyes piercing into your soul.
We've all owned a horse like this.
So he can see if you're doing anything fun without him. Biggie has about 45 rides. I ride him outside, but he's still a green baby and his knees are just now closed enough to really begin training this spring. He is gentle and honest, just a giant idiot. I like that, how honest they are. Yeah. Videos and more photos in the comments in Glen Rose, Texas. So this horse can be yours. I don't know where it came from, but I'm assuming it's a Facebook post.
A lot of Texas representation. You know, I like the fact that we don't go to Florida very often in really bad ads. It's just, weird news that we go to Florida. The next one is Kelly sent in, and it's...
Because everybody's in jail in Florida.
Yeah, that's true. Kelly sent this one in. Cub Cadet ride-on lawnmower for 800 pounds. Description. Cub Cadet ride-on lawnmower. Engine works fine. So does the cutting deck. Oh, this is one that you know there's a butt coming. The mower goes in reverse fine, but will not go forwards.
You get to mow your grass backwards.
I love mowing my grass backwards. It's my favorite thing to do.
Oh, my God.
They want $800 for this backwards lawnmower.
It won't go forward, but you could cut backwards. Oh, my God. Imagine the cramp you'd have in your neck.
I know. Kelly, I love that ad. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Janelle sent this one in. This is a 2022 Giraffe Cross Mare. It looks like a... Craigslist ad. Wait, is this the same horse from above? Oh my God, it's another bay horse. Like, looks exactly like that.
This one has to have Park Clydesdale in it, I think.
Huh. Okay, 2022 Draft Cross Mare 15-1. Registered American Draft Cross Registry. Is that a registry? You can make half a draft and call it.
I don't know.
It's registered mutt. Pudge is a homegrown mare with the personality of a wet paper towel. And I mean that in the most endearing way possible. Do you? Nothing bothers her. She's just here for the vibes. We showed her a blow-up Christmas decoration, and she bit it. Hard to impress, harder to spook. Started well outside, but still green. She is meant for someone who likes a mare who just minds her own damn business.
I want this one, actually. By the way, I looked it up. An American draft cross registry is a thing.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry for anybody who's a part of the American draft horse cross thing. Registry.
We've never had anybody on from there. I just wrote that down as a potential guest idea because that's something we never heard of before.
Yeah, because you just accidentally turned your quarter horse stallion and got out with your Clydesdale mare and
I gotta
boom.
I got to tell you, though, this is now a we got a horse. I really want this mare. He's got four white legs, or she's got four white legs, and she's got a cute face. I want this one.
Okay, look up above, though, because doesn't it look exactly like the one who is really stupid? Like, so it giant does. Idiot
you
versus...
Think they're brother, sister?
It looks just the same.
It does.
Anyway, that's why I was confused. So sorry. First, thanks for sticking with me. Okay. Then finally, I sent this one in. I sent this one in. And this is from just the greatest place to find really bad ads on the internet. Horses for sale in Oklahoma page. I think it's horses for sale under $1,500 page. But either way, you'll get there. And anything that says horses for sale in Oklahoma is a plethora of great ads. Okay. This is a picture of a horse that is, I don't know, nosing around in a trash can or something. And then I don't know. And the other picture is the sun's behind it. So you can't see it. Not excited about rehoming him. He's a great horse, but my fencing is not the best for him. I live near a busy road. Wyatt is an OTTB we bought a couple months ago, has been floated, trimmed, and chiropracted. $1,200 in El Reno. Now, why would they not want to keep him because they live next to a busy road, Glenn? What would you deduce?
I would deduce that this horse crashes the fence all the time. Either jumps it, crashes it, or opens the gate. He's a Zeus. This is Zeus
too. That horse has been on the freeway.
More times than not, and they're just sick of this horse.
We bought him. We like him. We took care of him. We did all these things to him, and he keeps escaping and jumping out and running down the freeway.
He's not happy, but he's happy because he keeps running down the highway.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, one more. This is from Rebecca. Oh, I'm supposed to read the parts in red. Okay, so this is... Oh, it's some of the comments. they don't... You know, we asked last week that you give us the comments, and this... Rebecca did, so thank you, Rebecca.
She did.
Yeah. English Tack Exchange is the page. Sadly, my husband has gently suggested that my lifelong dream of opening a world-renowned museum of rare, luxurious saddles is getting out of hand. So before I start charging admission to my garage, it's time to begin a very reluctant liquidation. Okay, now the first comment. I don't have a husband to tell me not to open a museum. The bigger question is, do I have the self-control to not continue the current collection? See, the thing is, when you're running a museum, you always want more pieces in the museum, don't you?
Well, I'm sorry, but brand new, rare, luxurious saddles, I would not go to the museum, but I feel like I could open my own rare, just... Maybe not luxury
you
saddles, but just
a
collection
you could open
of saddles.
A saddle pad museum yourself. That you could.
Listen, I only got two saddle pads at Kentucky. Okay. I'm toning it down.
One more comment. I love this one. This other comment is, sounds like you have a husband problem, not a tack problem.
There you go.
You knew that comment was going to be in that one.
Husband says, I have to sell something. Okay, well, husband for sale.
All right. We haven't even talked about whether we're doing a post show, so hang around, auditors, and we'll find out. We don't know. Good luck on your Derby picks. I hope you win $1 million. And if you do, if we were the ones that suggested that particular combination, we expect our 50% share.
Yeah.
Thank you for Clark for playing today. We'll see you all back here on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. I know there's some weather brewing.
It's Bay Neuter Geld. Oh, butters. Went from cantaloupes to chestnuts.